Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about transaction fee. This is basically a continuation of the previous two episodes where I was mostly talking about blockchain economics and related concepts. So first I covered blockchain economics, the basics, then I covered block rewards. This is the third one in the sub-series covering transaction fee. So let's begin. The transaction fee is the fee paid to the blockchain nodes to include the transaction in a block. Generally, the transaction fee is paid in the native cryptocurrency of blockchain. For example, in the Bitcoin blockchain, the fee is paid in Satoshis, which is basically a smaller denomination of Bitcoin. Now, let's look at why actually the transaction fee is needed in the first place. So, first and foremost thing is, if you want to use some service, you have to pay for it. And the service that the users are using in this case is actually provided by the blockchain node hosts. So blockchain nodes are basically blockchain software running on hardware. To keep it running, you need electricity and you need internet. Both of them cost money. So to pay the bills for electricity and internet, the node hosts need money. And they get this money by taking transaction fee for including your transactions in the blockchain. So this is how the node hosts are paid for their services. So that is where the transaction fee comes into the picture. Now, the way it works is basically to get their transactions included in a block, the user offers a certain amount of transaction fee that he wants to pay for that particular transaction. Now, this is all included in the information that is sent inside the transaction. For example, in the Ethereum blockchain, there is a from address, there is a to address, there is an amount, and there is a gas. This gas is basically the transaction fee that the user wants to pay. Then the nodes decide whether they accept that particular fee or not, and they include the transaction. So this approach basically keeps the market very open. The average amount of transaction fee offered by different users becomes the market average. And that drives the cost of the transactions on blockchains. In some cases, the users offer very high transaction fee. In some cases, the users offer nominal transactions fee, which is basically close to the market average. And based on this difference, the nodes prioritize the transactions. By the way, there is no person sitting and actually calculating all these fees. This all happens through the node software and the algorithm implemented inside it. Now, there is another aspect to transaction fee. In blockchains where all the transactions are exactly the same, in such scenarios, the transaction fee is also, you know, a similar average value for all transactions. For example, in Bitcoin, all transactions are mostly same. They have inputs, outputs, the value, and few other things. And the overall transaction complexity and byte size of the transaction stays similar or in a range. But when it comes to blockchains where the transaction sizes can differ, then the transaction fee actually depends upon the size of the transaction and its execution complexity. Let me give you an example. So in case of the Ethereum blockchain, transactions can also be smart contract deployments and calls. I've explained smart contracts in one of the previous episodes of the podcast. So smart contracts can also be called using transactions. And these calls are basically executing one or the other functions on the blockchain. And these smart contract functions may have different sizes. One function could be just addition of two numbers, let's say, and the other function could be something completely different, reading a bit of storage, writing it back down, and so on. Now, when it comes to these kind of transactions, which are different in complexity, transaction fee is actually offered by the user in a different way. The user offers a maximum, or you can say the upper limit on the transaction fee. The nodes will then deduct the amount of the transaction fee that the transaction is going to take, and they will refund the rest to the user. This is all, by the way, done again in an automated fashion by the node software. So that was transaction fee. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the next episodes and do not forget to subscribe to the podcast. Ciao.